everyone. This is Branch Podcast.
Wait. What?
And we are talking about nipples.
Wait, nipples? What podcast is this?
It's the Nipple Podcast.
Where am I? I thought, this isn't Kohl's.
This isn't Kohl's, no. And we didn't ship your pants.
Wait, was that a Kohl's commercial?
Was it?
It was something. I don't remember. It's not important. That's not important.
You know what is important?
What?
Nipples.
Nipples. Everybody has them.
Everybody does.
Some people have one. Some people have two.
I think you should go find some.
Some people have three.
And grab them.
Yeah.
Twist them.
Consensually.
Consensually.
If you're having trouble finding some, just use your own.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Get a nipple clamp.
Yeah. And until you get a nipple. Until you get a nipple clamp, you can just use one of those binder clips.
That works. Mm-hmm. And then you can, the other fun thing that you could do is get a taser in nipples.
You know, I don't feel like that would be a sexual thing for me, but I will say that I've always wanted to get tased. Just so I know.
Okay. Everybody, we're going to tase Doug. So today, our podcast is about fashion.
Fashion.
And how much of our nipples are we going to show today, Doug?
All of them.
All of the nipples.
All of the nipples.
Listen, I love me a good nip slip.
Sun's out, nips out.
Sun's out, nips out. Believe it or not, on the day of the fashion podcast, I am not wearing a crop top.
Yeah, I was very surprised when you got here to see you wearing a shirt that covered your midriff.
Yeah, I know, right? And it feels kind of alien, but also good. I look a bit, I have it out right now, so I look a bit more masculine, which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to go to work, and apparently I can't wear a crop top to work.
That's dumb. Why not? It is not.
Well, because I deal with a lot of Gentiles, you know.
Oh.
And I have tattoos over my hips.
So, if you were dealing with Jewish people, it would be different?
Maybe. Although, who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Philistines would not like it the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most people of an older generation are not a fan of tattoos. If you'd like to learn more about that, listen to our tattoos podcast.
Oh yeah, we did one of those.
We did do one of those. And as you guys remember, I have huge tattoos of vines that go over my hips.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main thing. I feel like it would be one thing if you could kind of see my midriff, but it's another thing if you're older and then you're like, what's that on there? She drew pictures.
I interviewed at the store this week for a store manager position, and one of the managers there, she was wearing a crop top.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be like, is it for everyone?
Yes. Yes.
So I have some. I need to make myself some crop tops that go a little bit lower. Like, all of mine are like almost nipples.
That's my favorite kind.
Yeah, me too. But I think I need a variety. You know what I mean?
Yes, I agree.
Maybe some like long sleeve crop tops.
Well, I recently have. Yeah. I only have one of those, and I recently cut a tie dye shirt that I made to make a new crop top. And I was gonna make it like a nipple crop top, but then I didn't because I was like, well, if I make it a little bit longer, then I can wear it to work.
There you go.
But I also cut the sleeves in such a way that, like, looks really good.
Okay.
You know, like that, you know how all lesbians roll up their sleeves and, like, press them and then it looks like that?
Yeah.
So it kind of shows a bit of the shoulder.
Nice.
Like, just cut it so it would look like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, since it's cut and, like, my shoulders, I really just want to just pull the titties out.
Just have them out.
Just get them out there.
Excuse me.
So that definitely pretty perfectly launches us into our own personal styles, because that's mine.
Yeah, your personal style is definitely crop top lesbian.
Crop top
lesbian. And it's great. Like, which, by the way, if anybody's wondering, is the exact same as gay twink.
Yes.
You are the twinkiest twink to ever twink.
I am!
Yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about this and what it means. I've been trying to come up with, like, a term for somebody who identifies as a cis woman, but also the twinkiest of twinks.
Yeah, you are also a little gay boy.
I am the gayest femboy that everybody didn't know.
Yeah, at Femboy Hooters.
I am Femboy Hooters. That's going on a t-shirt that I will make into a crop top.
I am Femboy Hooters. Well, Femboy Hooters only has crop tops.
Yes.
They do not have full-length shirts.
No, they don't make them.
Yeah, it's the Minnesota shirts.
And then I would cut the sleeves off a little bit so you can kind of see a side boob, which I mm-hmm. still feel like even if there's a little bit of booble in there, still a boy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a big fan. You know, I'm not a big fan of boobs in general. Mm-hmm. They're not my thing.
Gotcha.
But I am a big fan of the side boob.
It's tasteful.
It's a tasteful boob.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter. Like, I actually like, you know, I think the smaller the titty, the more I like the side boob.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody can do a side boob, no matter your identity. Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody's got just a little bit of the side. It looks really good.
So I think what would be more fun than us talking about our own personal styles,
yes,
would be to talk about each other's. Like, if...
Okay.
Okay, like, you describe mine, and then I'll describe yours, even though we kind of already did.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, so we're almost done with mine. So jumping into yours,
mm-hmm.
I think your style, well, this is the crazy thing, because your style is evolving right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are, I don't think it's a territory that you haven't been in before, mm-hmm. but I think you're leaning more into it. You are turning into a romper kind of a gay.
Yeah, I don't
know. But I'm loving
it. Yeah, I've been wanting to be a romper gay for a while.
Yeah.
And also, like, I had a very poor style, like, poor person style for a long time because I didn't have any money. So I, like, you know, it's polishing a turd, basically, mm-hmm. you know, just trying to look good
with what we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my personal style.
I feel like you do it well, though, because Doug does a really good job of putting together good outfits. You do really well with color.
Oh, thank you.
You are not colorblind, right?
No.
Okay.
I am definitely, I like colors. Like, I actually, like, so I just got a new dresser, and so I was taking all my clothes out yesterday, my dresser, and I was like, holy shit, this is so colorful.
Like, it is. Like, I think you have a pair, like, you have a pair of maroon pants
mm-hmm.
that you kill in. Couple of other colored pants that I really like, mm-hmm. and you do a really good job of putting colors together.
Oh, thank you.
So you're a colorful romper
mm-hmm.
queer, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's a very accurate portrayal of my style. Well, you know, you're femboy hooters.
Femboy hooters is my style.
Yeah, that's very much your style. You are really good at wearing form-fitting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Today notwithstanding.
Well, I usually tuck this in, but then I untucked it, and then I was like, all right.
Did you just get off work?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, like, your pants are always, like, well-fitted to you.
Yeah.
So it's always, like, you really know how to show off, like, the parts of your body that you want to show off.
Yeah.
Which is really good. And then, like, sometimes you get dapper, and I like that, too.
Yeah.
I
try, you know.
Yeah,
and same with you with your sweaters. You,
thank you.
They're good.
This is a great podcast. Also,
what we're saying is we're hot and good at dressing.
Yeah, and then I got my mannequin Jimmy Manuel in the corner, and
which
his fashion's on point right now. Yes, with his curtains cape mm-hmm. and a wool vest and a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Just he looks really good.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. And I did that because he's got some stains on him, and I had to cover it up. Like, I don't know, these random stains just showed up. And I'm like, what happened to you? What have you been doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? He looks really good.
Yeah.
I would never have guessed that there were stains there.
It's behind that vest.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. And then I had that, I won that cape in an art auction. And
love it.
So I needed somewhere to display it.
It's a good, yeah. It's a good fucking cape.
It is a good
fucking
cape.
I thought about putting it on a couple of times.
You should.
Okay.
I have this whole outfit idea with that, where it's a white button-up shirt with that cape on with some, like, slim, skinny-fit chinos, like, beige chinos.
Ooh.
I think that would look really good.
I do love a good chino.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, since we're talking about clothing. And, of course, we have to get into how we feel in the clothes that we wear.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I have gotten to a point where we've kind of found things that make us feel good.
Yeah.
And so, for me, you're right, I do wear mostly form-fitting clothing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very uncomfortable in pants that are not tight.
Well, I feel like, and this is, okay, good PSA if you have body image issues, you might want to wear baggy clothes to mm-hmm. hide your body, mm-hmm. but that is going to perpetuate your body image issues.
Yeah.
So figure out what you like about yourself, and there's clothes to accent that.
Yes.
And so it's the same way, like,
watch Queer Eye.
Yeah, watch Queer Eye. So I actually, I took Bobby, well, I didn't take Bobby, I went with Bobby to get some clothes yesterday, actually. Mm-hmm. And my suggestion was, because, you know, he was trying to, he's like, I need a new wardrobe. And I was like, well, instead of trying to focus on that huge thing, let's just go get an outfit at a time.
Yeah.
And that's, Bobby has always, he has a rockin' bod.
Yes, he does.
Just absolutely rockin', but he is very... Not very confident when it comes to his body, so he's done the baggy thing.
Yeah,
and so I went there very much as like, hey, we're gonna find things that you feel comfortable in that you think are cute.
Yeah,
we're gonna try on, and I'm just gonna be there to help you find the right size.
Yes.
So, he ended up buying a bunch of stuff. Like we were going for casual, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of short sleeve button ups.
Yes, love those.
And I was like, this is a great casual look because you look sharp still, you know, and it's not just like a graphic tee, which is fine. I'm wearing a graphic tee right now.
Right.
We also got some slim fit, like denim style chinos.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, like him putting clothes on that like fit his body well.
Yeah.
And like showed off those like broad shoulders and like narrow hips and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He felt so good. He's like taking pictures of himself all the
time. That's awesome.
And like, he was like, I'm really glad that you showed me like how to put stuff on that fits.
Yes.
And that was good. And like, he's like finding his style now, and that's really fun.
Oh yeah. And I love that for Bobby. For everybody who wants to know, Bobby has like a perfect swimmer's body.
Oh my God. I know.
With a really deep V. He's really hot.
Yeah. So hot. So hot. I can't help it. I can't help myself.
So that's amazing. I love that. And we found, and I've been really into the short sleeve button up look. Mm-hmm. And I bought another one for myself. We got a couple for Mel as well. And they're just really good, fun pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that you still feel kind of dressed up. Like you still feel kind of like I put together an outfit, which is really important.
It makes you feel put together.
Yes.
Like actually yesterday while we were out shopping, like, so I had like just a bad depression day yesterday, and I wasn't really feeling it, and I didn't fix my hair, and like I would just like threw some clothes on, and I didn't even think about it, and then like I'm in the dressing room with Bobby, and I look in the mirror, and I was like, I look fucking busted. Like, what did I do? I never let myself leave the house looking like this, but apparently that like confirmed us, like, okay, well, today the chemicals aren't balanced.
And that's kind of wild too. I don't know if you have ever experienced this, but if I leave the house without like an outfit that I've put together that feels put together, and then I go shopping, I just feel terrible and I'm not going to buy anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, like, so a big part of my style is outside of clothes a little bit, and it's my hair.
Yes.
And, you know, either like I have a dyed blonde right now, but the roots are coming through. Like, this is my hair at what I want it to be its worst. Like, it's a little long, it's a little shaggy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was yesterday. The problem is, like, it's getting to the point where I have to rule it with an iron fist, or like it just does whatever it feels like. And so like it was like cowlick, and I was like, what happened? Who let me leave this house?
I just took my head and rubbed it into a pillow.
Right. But I just need to go get a haircut. And I bought some more dye so I can fix my root situation. Mm-hmm. But like, that's, if my hair isn't on point.
Yeah.
It doesn't really feel like I am on point.
I agree with that. Yeah. I do agree with that. And that's a very specific thing that goes into fashion too. And we won't really get too much into makeup because neither of us wear makeup too terribly much.
Mm.
I'm
really bad at putting makeup on. I want to learn.
I don't. Well, I do, but like I don't.
Like I want to learn a way that actually compliments me, because every time I've had makeup on in the past, I just look creepy. I'm just gonna be honest. I look creepy.
I agree. Yeah, and like dark colors anywhere around my eyes, I look like a serial killer.
So, and here's the thing, and this is gonna sound really vain, but you and I both have just perfect bone structure in our face.
Yes.
And so, like,
you're kind of fine.
And I think that makeup is used to try to, like, compensate for not having the bone structure.
So you're saying people want to emulate us.
Yeah, they do. Yes. But when they try to put makeup on us,
it looks weird.
It looks weird because they're trying to do the thing that's already there.
Yes. And I've even, I suppose if there's one thing that I do want to learn with makeup, it's maybe to do eyebrows. You have more eyebrows than I do.
Yeah.
So.
They're really blonde in the summer.
Yes.
Like, it looks like my hair is naturally blonde because my eyebrows are really blonde.
Yes, they are. Like, it actually matches your hair color right now.
I know, it's wild.
So, and mine are just not very full, but also pretty blonde. So, I feel like I kind of want to fill them in, mm-hmm. but I'm so used to seeing my face this yeah. way. It's, I don't know, it's an adjustment.
I want to get eyeliner down.
Yeah.
I've never worn eyeliner in a way that looks good, but I feel like it can. And I feel like maybe I also just need a little bit of mascara to, like, zhuzh up my yeah. lashes,
yeah.
you know? But I just need someone that can show me how to do it. And I'm so, like, bad at putting makeup on my eyes because yeah. I'm just, like nervous.
Freak the whole out. Time. Yeah, yeah, no, me too.
I did do nail polish.
Yeah.
I had purple nails on. I don't know if you saw them while I had them.
I might have.
I took them off because I had a job interview, so I only had them on for like 5 days total. But mm-hmm. that was cool. It's my first time painting my nails. I liked it.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to do that again.
I like it.
Yeah.
Painting my nails. I don't think I've had my nails painted in years. I don't particularly love it just because it chips and I feel incomplete when it chips. But I'm not like savvy enough or disciplined enough to just repaint them.
Well, and so here's my problem is I have this dichotomy, like I'm non-binary, mm-hmm. but I don't want to be super femboy.
Yeah.
But I want to wear crop tops.
Right.
So like during those 5 days, I was wearing crop top and shorts one day and I had my nails painted and I was like, all of this might be like a layer too much. Like,
yeah, you think?
Yeah, because is there a way to masculinely wear crop top?
Because there that's is.
It's how you do it.
Do you want to go for? Do you need a Femboy Hooters application? Do you want to apply?
Yeah, I do want to apply to Femboy okay. Hooters. Okay. I just feel like I have what it takes. Can I be a manager at Femboy Hooters?
No, I'm the manager.
Oh, okay, assistant manager.
Yeah, you can be the assistant manager.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'll be. And okay. then we can hire a bunch of femboys.
Yes.
At the Hooters.
At the Femboy Hooters?
At the Femboy Hooters.
Where they go?
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye out for a minisode called Femboy Hooters. It's gonna be a riot.
I just, you know, the same clientele that goes to Hooters would go to Femboy Hooters.
Oh, because absolutely.
They're all secret
yes.
gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how can you not be when you have to work that hard?
When you have to just be like, look at how straight I am. I'm going to go to Boobies restaurant.
But I can't imagine the boobies for myself. I have to see them.
Yeah,
out, right?
look at me observing boobies in public for all to see. Yeah, that sounds a lot like when I was in the closet. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But so I like
boobs. I too love the women.
And I like my man twink boobs as well. And lady boobs at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, all boobs are good.
All boobs are good.
I do. I personally think smaller boobs look better.
Yeah.
But they are also not for me. I don't order off that menu really anymore.
No, nor so. Do you get to have a particularly...
No. Like, I don't think that it's not like, this is the law.
Yeah.
But, like, personally, I think aesthetically smaller boobs look cooler.
Yeah, if you're like trying to achieve something,
yeah.
maybe. I think it also just depends on the person. It depends on the things. I love all the boobs.
You know whose boobs were great? Kim Possible's.
Kim Possible's.
They were like pointing upwards.
Yes.
They like curved all the way
yeah,
up.
They and did. Like, they gave them a curve.
Yeah, it was.
But on the bottom.
Somebody drew that
yeah.
a lot.
And they were like, this is it.
This is the one.
This is the way. But honestly, now I'm just thinking about boobs. And I like all of the boobs. I like side set boobs, front set boobs. I like it when they're a little uneven.
What are side set boobs?
Okay, so you can't tell with my chest because it's too small. Because I have little mosquito bites. Remember, I'm a twink boy. So sometimes the way that your boobs sit, they'll sit kind of forward, so they'll kind of just come down
okay.
this way.
Yeah.
Other times they're side set, so they'll come this way, and they
oh.
sit over here.
Oh.
And I really like both and
okay.
all in the in-between.
Okay. Yeah, so your ideal boobs is any.
Any boobs,
any
yes.
boobs, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anywhere to go with that. I've exhausted my ability to talk about boobs.
Well,
yeah.
Let's just go back to talking about nipples.
Okay.
Because that's what's important in this episode. But actually, we can go into... I kind of want to keep going down this road of how clothes make us feel, because yeah. it's going to lead us to what clothing says about a society as a whole and what we are trying to communicate to other people within our society.
So, you know what, like, there are certain colors that just make me feel bad when I wear them. Like, it makes yeah. me feel like, oh, God, I don't look good. And, like, primary colors, no. No. Especially if they're, like, bright.
Yeah. It's gaudy. It's aggressive.
Yeah. And then, like, Kelly green, I cannot pull off.
I could actually go on a rant just about the color green in general.
So, I like a lot of softer greens.
Yes.
And, like, hunter green, like, really mm-hmm. dark. That's, like, a really great fall and winter look.
Yes.
And then
17 hunter green jackets.
But like Kelly green, just like that very like bright, aggressive green. Yeah. I actually just like when I was going through my clothes yesterday, I found a shirt that is like that color, and I was like, why do I own you?
Get the fuck out of my house.
And then orange. I cannot pull up orange to save my life.
I don't think I've ever even tried to wear orange.
Like, it's not... I think that that is something for people with darker skin tones. Mm-hmm. Like, those bright colors. Like, yeah. bright yellow, bright... Well, bright green, bright red.
Yeah.
Like, all of those would do really well on people with darker skin tones. We are very pale.
We are.
So, we have to go for, like, either darker or mm-hmm. softer.
Yeah. I, like... I find that true for myself as well. When it comes to that bright, terrible green color, I think the reason that I hate it so much is that it's not, or even with too bright colors, they're not real. I really like very earthy, very natural looking mm-hmm. tones. Mm-hmm. So when I look outside and I see the green of the tree, it doesn't look like a neon piss-sickle.
Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet.
if I will find a way.
And it just, like, I just don't like it from a position of somebody who likes art and things. Mm-hmm. That color is no good.
I also, like, so what makes me feel good mm-hmm. is whenever there's, like, a slim-fitted shirt.
Yeah.
Like, that I don't have to find a way to hide some sort of baggie somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, because that's a lot of my long-sleeve button-ups. You know, when I tuck it in, I have to, like, be very conscious how I'm tucking it in so it doesn't just, like, blah.
Yeah.
So whenever I have like a slim fit long sleeve button up, like it makes me feel really good.
Yeah, that's great. I agree. And I'm really liking all of the different options for button ups. And I think that's part of the reason that draws me to them too, because you can get muscular fit. They run them extra small through extra, extra large most of the time. Mm-hmm. So like even I can find something to wear in there. And you too, you pencil boy.
Mm. It's basically it. Yeah. Like things that make our skinniness look good instead of yes. awkward.
Instead of like feel, because sometimes it can be too much. Like I feel like Skeletor. I try to be careful with my collarbones. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you do that too.
Yeah. Collarbones. And then honestly, like my chest is mm-hmm. probably my biggest insecurity. That and I've got a little poo belly.
I mean, you don't, but I okay.
Looky at it. No.
He's doing nothing.
I got a donut. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with my belly.
Just waiting for you to like, how are we going to incorporate this into our audio podcast?
It's just whatever you think that I was doing, that's what I was
that's
doing.
That's what Dan was doing.
What were we talking about before I, insecure parts of our body. And like,
yes.
When we find ways to like not accent that
yeah.
makes us feel better, which is true for everybody. Like that's why I say like to, you know, don't just go for like the baggy, you're not showing any part of your body. Like, think about which parts of your body you actually like. Like, what's something that you want to show off? And then it's easier to narrow down your wardrobe into something that shows off that. And if there's something you're less secure about, like, I don't want to seem like a stick, mm-hmm. you know, then don't, you know, it's easier, again, to narrow down your wardrobe even more.
Yeah.
To exclude some of those things.
Right. And I think playing around with the waist is something that I do that helps with that, which is why I always tuck all of my shirts in.
Mm-hmm. I will say, and it's taken me a long time to get here, and I'm not even fully there all the way, but the most important thing is it is how you feel.
Yeah.
Fuck what anybody else thinks.
Yeah.
That being said, if a like fedora makes you feel good, rethink it.
I knew you were going to bring up fedoras.
Like, it doesn't make you feel good. It's a lie. The fedora is a lie.
Okay. Okay. So no fedoras. That's the hard rule. Fedoras and nipples? That's what this podcast is about.
Yeah, that's actually the new name of our podcast, Fedoras and Nipples.
That's a really good name for a podcast.
I'm Fedora, you're Nipples. I would
actually, like, okay, let's come up with, like, a good, like, mixed shot, and we'll call it Fedoras and Nipples.
Okay. Like what?
I'm thinking, let's do, like, grapefruit vodka.
Okay.
Because it's, I'm thinking of something like...
No, okay, so the nipples part has to be tequila.
Okay.
Like, that's, nothing makes me want to show my nipples quite like tequila does. Quite like
tequila. Tequila's
actually, and I can say, like, with 100% surety that it's the same for you.
Listen. Yes, that's true.
I think first time I saw you take your shirt off was at the bar with a bunch of tequila happening.
Yep.
Yep.
I think I was four shots deep. In, like, zero time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
then, and then was just naked.
I, like, you had barely gotten there, and I was like, here, have these. Another one.
And we'll keep going, yes. I barely remember that, so.
I honestly barely remember that. Also, I do remember the next day being just one of the worst days of my life.
yeah, I do. That was bad. That was real bad. The only thing I remember about that night is that I slept in the bathroom. Wrapped in a blanket, but I never threw up. I just was there.
I don't remember home that night. I remember so little about that night. It's all bits and pieces. Oh my god, what a mess.
Yep, and that's honestly not the first time I've slept in the bathtub, or the last. So, beyond that.
So, okay, we hit on a little bit, like, whatever your personal style is.
Yes.
Good. Like, just find a way to maximize that. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not like, I promise you, your personal style isn't comedy graphic tees from Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, it's not. That's a placeholder in your freshman year of college.
Well, and I think that it goes to that kind of mentality you're not putting yourself together,
well,
and you come across like that.
And it's, and yeah, you're not putting yourself together and you're not making yourself a priority.
Right. Like, and that reads.
Yeah. And when you do make yourself a priority, you don't want to dress like that.
Right.
However, you know, whatever makes you look the best and feel the best, that is good for you. And that, I think, is a good, you know, segue into, like, style versus, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, like, fashion.
Right, because fashion's, like, hard lines. Fashion is mm-hmm. clothes for art,
mm-hmm.
whereas style is the representation of yourself, your yeah. expression of you.
Yeah, fashion is very much in season, what's hot right now, what, like, it's usually, like, you go to higher-end stores and that's what you see there.
Yeah.
You know, what is in season, what's hot this season, and... If you can absolutely, like, some people do, and I live for it, looking at it, like, they make their style whatever is fashionable right now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see, like, but don't feel like you have to do that, because that's stressful as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, it's stressful, and it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very much like, I don't know, what you see in the magazines.
Right, and that's, I think, too, what can lead us into trends as well. Because, like, I think that's, the main thing is that style is, while it is ever-changing, it's permanent. It's, because yeah. it's you. Whereas trends, trendiness, fashion, and all of that seasonal.
I mean, I had tickets to Kansas City Fashion Week, it was at the end of March.
Yeah.
So it got canceled.
Didn't happen.
Yeah. Very sad.
Yeah.
Well, they're free tickets. but I think what it could lead us really well into is,
No. No! How is there a Florida man on this? I shouldn't even ask that question.
Yeah, okay. There's a Florida man for everything.
There is a Florida man.
I didn't holler, though. Hold on. Florida man alert! Oh, it's a Florida man alert! Oh, no, I forgot to do my part. So...
Is it cool? I'm just gonna leave for this bit.
No!
I'm gonna go.
Oh, Maddie's gone. Now we can really start the podcast. Okay, so this is this is a little bit different of a Florida man because it's not a total dumpster fire.
Okay.
It's somebody who's being very conscious of the current climate.
Okay.
And is being a little bit of an entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. Does that have something to do with masks?
It does.
All right.
Okay. It's a Florida man sells face masks made of Burmese python and alligators.
I love it.
I do too. Look at these.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. You guys can't see them, but it's pretty great. But yeah, Florida shop owner is selling face masks made out of the skin of a Burmese python, an invasive species in the Everglades. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like an endangered. Like, that's when I first I was like, are those endangered?
Yeah. No, they're a big problem.
Like, I'm just trying to find, like, how is this a terrible thing?
Every other animal in Florida is an invasive species.
Yeah, so this is Brian Wood. Shout out to Brian, the owner of All American Gator Products.
Love it.
In, how do you think that? Dania Beach?
Yeah.
Dania Beach.
Dania.
But yeah, different leather masks, pythons, crocodiles, mm-hmm. alligators. Mm-hmm. And he said people are going to have to cover their faces. And unfortunately, the situation may last longer than we imagine. Some people want to make a fashion statement even during this pandemic, so I want to give them options. Love.
Yes.
Absolutely love.
I really like that people have taken this whole mask thing and, like, made it, mm-hmm. like, their own and, like, have a style with it.
Yeah, and I think
that makes it so much better.
Yeah, so, like, want to shout out Brian, my dude Brian, mm-hmm. the All American Gator Products. Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
I bet you we could get him on for an interview.
I'm really glad that I didn't leave for that. I was glad that I was here.
This is a positive one. I like to like mix it up a little bit. Yeah. So that way, really, you just are never going to expect when it's somebody fucked an Olaf in a Target.
Yeah.
That was probably the height of Florida Man so far.
I was just thinking about that. I was like, this story could have easily been that a man like jizzed all over a bunch of masks and then tried to sell them.
You know, I was expecting when I googled Florida man comma fashion that's what I was gonna
find.
It
would just be something like that.
Mm-hmm.
What is in the water? I don't want to talk about Florida anymore.
Florida, you want to talk about weird fashion? Northern Florida, like Panhandle Florida, the Jimmy Buffett of America. What's happening there?
Is it a real place?
Is it or is it all just a joke? Is it a big joke?
I don't know. But, like, I feel like every other story, and also, can we just shout out Jacksonville, Florida? How?
Why, too?
Like, I feel like half these stories come out of Jacksonville, Florida. What is going on?
Did you ever watch The Good Place?
And he comes from Jacksonville, Florida. He comes from Jacksonville, and
first of all, oh, so hot. He's so hot.
Is he?
He's so hot and so dumb, and I just want a hot idiot just to play with.
He would be fun to play with.
Yeah.
Okay, but speaking of fun fashion trends, fashion things that I have, because I recently turned 60 years old, I bought for myself eyeglasses straps.
They look good, though.
So I can wear it around my...
I like the leather of it. Like, it reminds me a little bit of a harness.
Mm-hmm. But it's like fake leather, too, so it's good.
Cute harness.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, oh, you know what? Talking about fashion, there's so different levels of fashion, too. Like, and I think it's easiest to break it up by, like, age groups.
Yeah.
But I've seen some high schoolers lately, which is new for me. Mm-hmm. But I've been interviewing at stores at malls, and that's where they go.
Right.
And just about every high school boy seems to be wearing, like, chinos, but they like cuff them up and are wearing long white socks.
Yes.
And they're showing off these long white socks. Why?
Because it's really cute. I think it's really not cute.
It's the white socks are, though?
Yeah.
I just don't think white socks are cute.
Don't you remember the 80s? All of
no,
it cycles
I was born
through.
In 90.
Well, I remember the 80s.
You remember the 80s.
But that was a thing then.
Well, it's just... I just don't think that I don't. Maybe that's why, because I just it's like very middle-aged dad, like you know, like at the barbecue with his like tube socks and flip flops.
No. That's tube socks and flip flops. We're talking about rolled chinos.
I just don't think tube socks, like white tube socks, are cute.
You don't?
No, I think black is a good color for socks. I think if you want to have like
a fun pattern,
like mine have bananas.
Mine have a little Sebastian on them.
Yeah. Like, those are fun. Like, that's worth showing off, but I don't understand.
It's like color blocking. That's why.
But.
And then they wear Vans. It's cute. It's like an evolved skater boy.
I guess. I guess it's just not for me. I guess maybe I don't like it.
But I want to talk about one thing because Doug has already mentioned a lot of opinions about things. I have one opinion and it's very important and I need everybody to listen to me. Wear shorter shorts. I don't care who you are, make them shorter.
Listen, your knees and your shorts need never to have met.
Never, like, ever.
They don't even know each other.
Get them up there. I want to see your thighs. I want to touch your thighs.
And
I want you to feel what I feel right now.
Like, cis straight boys, listen to me. Listen to me. It's not gay to have short shorts. You will look better. Your legs will look better in shorter shorts. It doesn't matter who you are.
It doesn't matter. No, because everybody, at the end of the day, you have good legs. Regardless of what you think,
yeah.
I want to see those thighs. Get your knees away from your pants.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking 3 inches shorter than what you think is appropriate.
It's literally every type of leg. You're a little bit heavier. You got those thick legs. Shorter shorts. Show it off.
Mm-hmm.
You got bird legs like me. Shorter shorts.
Shorter
looks
shorts.
Better.
Love it. Everybody looks better in shorter shorts.
Tall legs. Short legs. Medium legs.
All the kinds of legs.
Yeah.
All humans look good in short shorts.
Yeah. There's no too short either in my mind. But there is.
I mean, if you are an older white man, this is probably the only bracket of person that this does not apply to.
What age do you think? Because I think men into their 50s can look good in shorter shorts.
In shorter shorts? Okay, I suppose it depends. If let's say you're a politician and you're some kind of like white man in power, never show me your legs ever. Yeah. Everybody else gets to show me their legs all the time.
There's this like Atlanta City Councilman who's gone kind of viral.
Yeah.
He's like the first openly bisexual city councilman for Atlanta.
Yeah.
But god damn, he is hot. And there's some like shirtless photos that have been leaked, I guess. And that man is covered with tattoos.
Oh no fucking way.
Yeah. Ugh.
If that's where we need politics to go, and if that's where it's going, that guy and AOC, they can wear short shorts.
Yeah, I mean, maybe not this guy specifically is where you want politics to go, because there's apparently some sort of, like, dirty money scandal or something. I don't know.
Gross, of course. Okay, yeah. Never mind. I take it all back. Nobody in politics is allowed to wear short shorts anymore.
AOC.
Except AOC.
You know she could rock some fucking short shorts.
She could rock it all.
Yeah,
she could do all of it.
Literally anything or nothing.
Yes. So, that's the other PSA. This is my two PSAs for today. One, I want to see your nipples. Get them out. Two, short shorts.
Yeah. Three, no fedoras. Listen, and Maddie is right. I have a lot of opinions, but they're all correct, factually.
And that's a fact.
And that's a fact. I feel like I'm trying to get my style to go a lot more put together.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I don't like the tube sock thing. Because it doesn't feel very put together in my mind.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I think it looks sloppy.
I disagree. Because if you fold them right, it's like a good like folded shirt. If you fold it right, your socks look nice. You're not wearing like beigey, dingy socks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's still like tube socks. Like I don't know.
You're thinking about it as tube socks. I'm thinking about it as long socks.
Okay. It's just, it doesn't feel very put together to me. It feels, like, intentionally sloppy.
But that's why it's, like, a skater boy chic. Because that's the look of the skater boy.
Yeah, but I guess I'm at a point in my life where, why would you try to look sloppy?
That brings us to Maddie's segment today. And we are going to talk about a thing on TikTok.
That's a perfect segment for you. Oh my god.
Okay, so I want everybody to get on TikTok right now because it might be banned at any moment.
Any moment. It might be banned already.
It could be. Let's see. Actually, let's find out right now.
The president of TikTok was like, we're not going anywhere. I'm sorry, who is Chip Skylark in your phone?
Michael.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, TikTok still works. Okay, but there is this trend on TikTok, and it's been going around. And it's at this point, isn't on all social media. You can search it anywhere. But it originated on TikTok, and most of it is on TikTok. There is a whole segment of TikTok just devoted to showing super hot, awesome slow-mo clips of street fashion in China, or Chinese street fashion around.
Oh, you've shown me this,
yes.
And it's cool.
It's so cool. Like, there's, like, the layers, the way that the outfits are.
And it'll go from, like, monochrome, which I'm a big fan of monochrome. Just, you know, single color throughout your outfit. Yeah. Love it. But it'll go from, like, black monochrome to, like, these crazy colors.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And, like, there's, and there, they do a mix of, like, traditional or older Chinese styles and then pull them into the modern or have, like, just something completely new and different. And they're always filmed. I don't know who these people are. I think that they're all models. I think it's all, like, stage, but.
I think that they must all be models.
Yeah.
They look like models. They all do. Look like models.
Yeah. So they're just like, because of the way that they walk, you know? Mm-hmm. And like the way, yeah. And like, why, I would be very uncomfortable if I was just a random person, somebody was filming me.
I just expect people are always taking pictures of me. Like, of course.
So, I mean, I hope that there is, that's why I'm also kind of hoping that they're models, because I'm hoping that there is some sort of discussion. Like, hey, I'm going to take this photo of you and I'm going to post it on the internet for everybody to see forever.
Mm.
But my favorite is that there's like a trend of like matching outfits, and they're not like they're wearing the same outfit. The mm-hmm. outfits just match one another.
Okay.
So like somebody will be wearing like a green outfit and somebody will wear like a color pink that goes really well with the green. Mm-hmm. They get a little more green in it.
Yeah. That's so like, okay, for the wedding, like we were talking about suits and stuff, and Bobby's mm-hmm. like, do we want matching suits? I was like, no, we want coordinating.
Yes.
Like, and not even, like, I don't know, like, it's, I don't want to get prom nighty and, like, oh, we're just wearing, like, I'm wearing a salmon suit with some teal accents, and he's wearing a teal suit with some salmon accents, but I want to wear, like, very coordinated outfits.
Yeah.
Also, I would totally wear a salmon suit.
With some teal accents?
With some teal accents.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
I could see
I think I might do, like, a teal, though, all over first.
Okay.
Or like a seafoam.
Ideas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll write this down.
Yeah, definitely.
Get on Pinterest and look it up. And I think that that is so interesting too, because then people from around the world have then tried to take it and be like, okay, this is, you know, I don't know, American street fashion, Polish mm-hmm. street fashion, German street fashion, this way. And it's not quite the same. And I don't know if it's because there's not like a streetwear, like, fashion show thing that is that seems to be happening all the time.
Well, elsewhere, and, like, even though we're the most interconnected we've ever been in society, like, yeah. I think fashion still happens in microcosms.
Oh, absolutely. Know?
So it's what somebody, like, what people are wearing over here that is really in right now might not be quite the same as what people are wearing over here.
Yeah, and I think that this is absolutely going to bleed over, because it is so ubiquitous at this point. Like, mm-hmm. this trend has been everywhere in the last couple of weeks. I'm sure you guys have seen it. And I think that it, and I've even looked at it and been like, I want that outfit and that outfit and that outfit mm-hmm. and do the thing. I'm really into, like, all of the black on black on black ones.
Yeah.
They just look so badass. Like, I want to do that.
I just don't wear black a lot. I just wear so many colors.
You're a colorful person.
I am a colorful person. It hides my cynicism. People don't expect it till it's too late.
Yes. I like earth tones.
You know, I wore... Have you seen that gray romper that I have now? Mm-hmm. So I wore that out last night. And, like, we went and had dinner with Bobby's cousin at this Mediterranean place. And then immediately after, like, we went out and to, like, the porch of a gay bar. Mm-hmm. And, like, the whole time we're at the gay bar, I'm realizing, like, I have to suck in because the food at the Mediterranean place is making me so bloated. And that romper hides nothing.
Oh, my. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but, that is hard about wearing tighter pants, you know, too.
Beauty is pain.
Beauty is pain, yes.
Also, like, every time I, like, rompers are great, but nothing's more awkward than being completely naked in a public restroom.
I know, right? Like, you feel like somebody's going to come in at any moment, and mm-hmm. somehow you're doing something wrong?
Yeah. It's like, I feel very exposed and vulnerable, and I don't like it.
But I have to, I feel like a toddler. I have to take my shirt off.
I have to take my pants off. I knew this guy in Oklahoma who had to get naked every time he pooped.
If I'm having a time, I will just subconsciously take off all my clothes.
There's never been a time where I thought, this is too much clothes for this activity.
I think I say subconsciously, or like if I'm having a time, but I very often take off my clothes if I'm pooping.
What about you, listener? Do you take off your clothes while you're pooping?
And what does that say about fashion? Okay, I want to take that, and we're going to jump into like our last bit for this evening. And that is, well, it's, you know, the overarching question of the show is, what does it all even?
What does it all even?
And why does it mean that?
Why does it all even?
So with clothing, right, we use it as protection. Keeps us warm, keeps us dry.
Against the elements, against the cops.
Against the elements, against the damn cops.
Yeah, clothing will protect you from cops. In that if you are naked in public, you're going to see them a lot sooner.
But it's become this thing, and I feel like this is human nature, to take the mundane or to take the necessary and to make it artful and to express ourselves in it. Like, if you look at a lot of older primitive art, there's a lot of carvings into things like toothbrushes and are similar such tools and things like that, because that's what people had and what we all have and have to have is clothing. So I think there's this part of the human brain that must sort of like identify with it. We must make it our own. It has to like fit the narrative of us.
Yeah. Like, it's sort of like we immediately did that with masks too.
Yeah.
Like, this is a thing that is now a necessity.
So it has to have my personality. Yeah,
so I'm going to find a way to express my personality. Like, clothes, we have to wear them.
Yeah.
Like, we absolutely have to. Whether you want to or not, we have to wear clothes.
Which I don't want to.
I know. But, so, like, we're going to make that a part of visualizing our identity.
Right. And I think that's, like, a very important thing. And it's really cool, because if we go back to the Chinese fashion wear, or Chinese streetwear fashion trend thing that's happening on the internet, of like showing it all of that that's happening, it's just really interesting how different that looks in other parts of the world and how other people dress. And it's really cool to see. I mean, I follow a bunch of different kinds of people on TikTok. You can follow us on TikTok. I use our Branched Podcast TikTok for all of my antics.
It's got to be worth following. Just do it.
If you can see the things, like the videos that I've liked, you're in for a good time.
Can you?
I don't know. But if you can, it's good. So with that, it's just really interesting to see what our clothes mean, I think, as a whole, and also what they mean to us individually. Because it's one and the same, right?
Yeah. I think it's an interesting thing that clothes can so much express your culture.
Yeah.
Too. Like, you can quickly tell, like, an African garment versus something that was more predominantly worn in, like, Japan versus something more predominantly worn in, like, Russia.
Yeah. And I felt that's something really cool, too, that is also a trend, is showing your culture through your clothes. Because if you live, let's say, in modern-day America right now, there's, like, a certain way that we all dress, but then, like, these little bits of culture come out in that, and that's really cool. And people do that all the time, and there's, you know, you can see how people look from, like, the South Pacific to like India to like China, all over the world, and how these different cultures and all of these different ways of dressing manifest to essentially achieve the same thing, to like show, this is who I am, this is what I'm about, and this is how I feel. And that's a really interesting thing, just that it happens all on its own.
I think that is very interesting, because it's also unique from each other too.
Yeah. But yeah, it does all achieve the same goal, which I think is I suppose a good ending point for the podcast, is that we're all achieving the same thing, and that is that we are trying to show the world who we are as much as we can through self-expression, and clothes are a big part of that, and it encompasses all these different things: confidence, body image, what do you like, what do you don't like, color. There's also short shorts and nipples. And that's, I think, the most
short important. Shorts and nipples. Yeah. That's probably what this podcast episode's going to be called.
Shorts and nipples.
Short shorts and nipples.
Get them out here.
People will listen to it just because they think they're going to see short shorts and nipples. And they're going to realize, oh, this is a podcast. I'm not seeing anything except for what's in front of my face.
If we can get this particular episode trending, this is what I want. I want this particular episode to trend and go viral so much so that the only thing that people wear are short shorts and low baby crop tops that show off their nipples.
Oh my god, yeah.
And then we can bring out nipple tassels. It'll be great.
Let's talk nipple tassels.
last point.
I think that they're wonderful. I came across this website that sells just exclusively pasties and tassels.
Love it.
And it's wonderful because the most I've ever done for pasties is like electrical tape.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just like little X's.
Yeah.
But they had like every design of pasty you could think of. Like, it's pretty much just everything. Like little alien pasties, rainbow pasties. Just literally anything. And then the tassels. Mm-hmm. They reminded me of, you know, like the Shriners with their hats. Mm-hmm. It just literally looked like the Shriner hat tassels.
I like it. What if there was a fedora, but it was a nipple pasty?
Ooh, that would probably be okay.
That would be okay?
Like if it's just like a cutout of a fedora is what it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I was thinking actually like a little.
just a little fedora. Oh my god, that'd be hilarious.
So I think that's gonna be our ending point there is everybody just remember nipples and short shorts, and if you're gonna wear a fedora, wear them on your nipples.
Yeah, that's good. That's good advice. But before we go, make sure you follow us on social media at Branch Podcast.
We're at Branch Podcast on everything. Follow me on TikTok. I'm going to be posting more there, and I just make really dumb videos. It's a fun time.
Since Maddie's the young one, she just takes care of the TikTok. seriously, any topics you want us to discuss, we do a mini-sode and episode every week. So
kind of.
We will be. We're supposed to be. It's going to happen again. But yeah, reach out to us on social media or email us at branchpodcast@gmail.com. There's actually a lot of exciting things on the future too, like for us.
We just had a meeting about it.
I think that like we'll wait to really discuss a lot of it, but just trust us. Like, not only are we going to get back to a mini-sode episode every week for this, but there's, you know, big things coming. Big things, they're coming. it's really exciting. So, you know, trust us on that one. It's going to be cool.
It will be really cool. I think it's gonna be a good time. Yeah, we'll wait to discuss it until we have things concretely, but it's coming.
Yeah, I can tell you we both have been putting in a lot of work and a lot of effort, and you guys are going to get to see some really cool payoff from that soon.
And just more of our hotness.
My God. Our hotness, which obviously comes through on this podcast.
Yes.
if you like how hot we are and how much that comes through on this podcast, please leave us a review on Apple Podcast or whatever platform you're listening on. If it has a review option, just give us a review. Just number of stars. You don't even have to write anything if you don't want to, but if you want to, do
just
that.
Just say that we're really hot. Five stars. Now, that's all.
And if you don't have a 5-star review opinion, don't listen to that.
don't post it.
Don't post it. And special thanks to Wicked and the Tricks for use of their song Mastermind. You can find them on Spotify and on iTunes or on all of the social medias at Wicked and the Tricks.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Yeah. Until then, you know, put fedoras on your nipples.
Bye.
Bye. That was fun.
That was fun.